Picture this, it's Sunday afternoon, and in the span of a single news cycle, the United States is preparing what Treasury Secretary Bessent is calling the most comprehensive economic siege ever assembled against Iran. Russia just admitted publicly that Ukrainian strikes have created fuel shortages it cannot solve. And somewhere in a Florida warehouse, a startup is mass-producing cheap drone interceptors to fight a war that's already cost more than 770 American casualties. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, and today's briefing is dense with consequence.
I'm Sarah Chen, and when I tell you this episode covers everything from a $13 billion AI acquisition target to oceans breaking heat records that climate scientists are genuinely alarmed about, I want you to understand we're not cherry-picking dramatic headlines. This is the actual texture of August 23, 2026. We'll be looking at Zelensky's ceasefire framework and what Russia is demanding in exchange, which tells you everything about why this war isn't ending soon. We'll dig into the House Speaker's claim that allies will join a new phase of the Iran conflict, and what that actually means for NATO cohesion given that Trump is simultaneously calling Italy and Germany very bad partners.
On the technology and business front, NVIDIA just struck a $7 billion deal with Poolside AI. Hugging Face is exploring a sale at $13 billion or more. And Sam Altman gave a candid admission that AI adoption has been slower than he expected after GPT-4. We'll unpack why that honesty matters more than the hype usually does. We'll also get into Stripe's president saying checkout pages will simply disappear as AI agents take over shopping, and a genuinely alarming finding from Brave about AliExpress using silent, inaudible audio to fingerprint users' devices without their knowledge.
We have domestic politics covered thoroughly. Democrats are favored at 88% odds to flip the House with 75 days until the November 3rd midterms. But the Senate remains within a single percentage point either way. There's a secret meeting between Hakeem Jeffries and Jared Kushner that raises some eyebrows. A bruising Michigan Senate race pitting Vance against Abdul el-Sayed over Sharia law and race. And Trump is warning from a South Carolina rally that Democrats will impeach him the moment they have the votes. We also cover the Social Security Trust fund crisis and Trump's serious look at Australia's retirement model as a potential solution.
Science and space get their due today too. NASA's Roman Space Telescope launches a week from today with a price tag of $3 billion and a field of view 100 times wider than Hubble. China just postponed its lunar water hunting mission. Earth's oceans hit 21.1 degrees Celsius on Friday, an all-time record. And in the entertainment space, GTA 6 leakers are threatening to release a full game build unless Take-Two backs off. Dr. Dre and Bette Midler are publicly feuding over AI's role in music, and Sony has reminded PlayStation users that the games they bought digitally aren't actually theirs. That's our Sunday. Let's get into it.